Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. Thanks for downloading us. This is 989A, the news of the week and what it means to you. And always, the A segments are the latest news of the week. But most importantly, what they mean to you. The B's, those are the guest segments. And we've had some really exciting guests. 987B, George Stagnetti, Executive Vice President of Pantherics, talked to us about colostrum. 986, Jennifer Tyler Lee, Half the Sugar, All the Love, 100 Great Recipes. She was a sensational guest. And then, of course, Robert Lindhart, 983B. This was a really interesting one because he talked about a sensitive test for the dengue virus and how viruses attach to cells. I loved 968B, David Sinclair, Lifespan, Why You Age and Why You Don't Have To. But, of course, I think my favorite of the last year, and I've mentioned it a couple times, I really have two. One was Marwan Sabah, 948B, Fighting for My Life, How You Can Prevent Dementia. And Catherine Eban, 947B, Bottle of Lies, The Inside Story of the Generic Drug Boom and Why They Are Misleading Us. Those were wonderful. But today we're talking about the news of the week. We are, of course, brought to you by Persona Nutrition, the sponsor each week of You, the Owner's Manual Podcast, both the A and the B segments, is Persona Nutrition. You can get personalized supplements. Want to have fun? Yes, take the free online assessment so that you can get supplements personalized just for you. You can go to MyPersona, MyPersona.com for that free quiz and even to talk to a nutritionist at your option. The news of the week is really quite interesting. There's a heart drug combo that lowers dementia risk by 20%. And you say, what's special about it? And the answer is nothing. Everyone can get this. It's a combination of a blood pressure pill and then rosuvastatin. Rosuvastatin is an LDL cholesterol-lowering pill. So what is this? This is the number one story of the week for longevity is the great disruptor. That is, one of our trademarks is longevity is the next disruptor, and you're going to disrupt it if you don't get dementia. That is, you will get much more longevity that is functional and productive. And that's what longevity is the next disruptor always means. We're going to live with a lot more human productivity, get rid of these viruses, et cetera, hopefully not have them come back or at least learn to treat them and protect ourselves from them better. But in this case, it is a cholesterol-lowering medication, rosuvastatin, the old Crestor, which decreases inflammation as well as lowering that LDL cholesterol, combined with a blood pressure pill to normalize blood pressure. Those people had about a 20% reduction in dementia just from doing that. Add to it stress management, speed of processing games, the right food, some physical activity, and you will really lower dementia risk. The next story is one that came out of the coronavirus working at home, and it says, what do you do? It is stick to be productive, stick to a routine, and make sure you go to bed on time and save 7 hours. So even you're binge watching something and you say, I got forever because I'm working at home. No, make sure you plan to go to bed 8 hours before you have to get up and stick with that routine. Have a dedicated workspace. Set goals. Get up and move. Every hour, set your clock to get up for 5 minutes or every 2 hours for 10 minutes and work around. And then check in often with friends. Know when to log off so you're not on forever. and schedule video calls when possible. Those are the real things we've learned and people have learned in this prior stay-at-home and social distancing process. There are a whole bunch of things they've learned also about what to do with the kids. And one of the most things is get them outside, motivate them to do tasks around the house. If you will, drag out collections. And my son's favorite when he was a child, build a fort. Another important story that is making the rounds now is that I don't know how to put this in, is deciding how much distance you should have. We always said it was 2 yards or 6 feet, but maybe even more is better. We don't really know that. The American Red Cross was short and had people in protective gear. It's not too late. It's always time to give, if you will. That's a great thing. The other point that I think people learn from this is that we should all take care of ourselves during quarantines. That is having stronger immune health. That's what we had in What to Eat When, the book, How to Strengthen Your Immune System. Sleep, a multivitamin morning and night. Get the right foods. That means get rid of the sugar, added syrup, simple carbs. Eat foods with lots of fiber like vegetables. Fruit, one of the great things for sweetening with is a raisin reduction that is in the What to Eat When cookbook. You can find out more about that on whenway.com. But there's also a chapter in What to Eat When on how to strengthen your immune system, what foods specifically to eat. Cruciferous vegetables are high on the list. Berries are high on the list. What foods specifically not to eat.
More of You, the Owner's Manual, coming right up. But let's take a moment to talk about your health. Dr. Roizen will tell you that a common question he gets asked often is what vitamins he likes, what he recommends. Without knowing more about their needs, that question used to be almost impossible to answer. Now, however, it's easy. Go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and take your free assessment. It's a smart and easy way to get personalized supplement recommendations. The Persona Assessment is backed by the latest nutritional research and the expertise of Persona's Medical Advisory Board, which consists of 8 nutritionists, a pharmacist, and 5 medical doctors, including Dr. Michael Roizen. All the latest scientific data and nutritional research put into one supplement program personalized for you. Just take the 5-minute assessment to get your free recommendations based on your goals, lifestyle, allergies, special diets, and prescription meds. Convenient vitamin packs are delivered to your door each month. Whether you want to sleep better, have more energy, or simply stay as young as you can, go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and get 50% off your order today. Half off now at personanutrition.com/Roizen. That's R-O-I-Z-E-N.
Another story this week that relates to food that I was really surprised about was one on protein intake and atrial fibrillation. This is a story of postmenopausal women, and they looked at their consumption of protein, and those that consumed 58 to 74 grams of protein a day, that's about a gram per kilogram or a gram of protein for every 2 pounds. And you have to look up the grams on the labels. I'm not good at telling you how to do that. But, for example, if you have 4 ounces of salmon, that's probably about, I don't know, if you say 120 grams in total, and and cut that, maybe half of it is protein. So you'd say that's maybe 60 grams. I think I'm probably overestimating that. But that's kind of what you want in a day, at least that. But if you had that much and you were at risk of atrial fibrillation, as 99,000 women who were studying being studied in the Women's Health Initiative, who are an average age of 64 years. Over the next 10 years, if they ate the most protein, they had the lowest rates of atrial fibrillation. How much reduction? It looked like it was about a 25% reduction in their risk of atrial fibrillation compared to those who had the lowest protein intake, but still adequate. Another story this week was on music helping the, if you will, the damaged heart. So this is people who had heart attacks, and they got them to listen to their favorite song. They had songs. They had much less stress. So that's a important story. For the pregnant people, eat salmon. Pregnant women, eat salmon and ocean trout once a week. That is getting DHA, and fish is a major source of that, was key to the metabolic health of the child 6 to 12 years later. It's pretty amazing. Just eating fish twice a week, or one or two times a week, it says, was much more better for the child's control of weight, cholesterol, and other metabolic factors 6 to 12 years later. Hard to believe that. But that's what the data show. Prospective study, well done. And the last story I want to talk about is how to keep the weight off, how to lose weight and keep it off, and some of the keys. And now, this is sponsored by Weight Watchers, but this was 5,000 people who had lost weight and kept it off. And it turns out that they modified their lifestyle permanently. That is, it wasn't a diet, it was a every now and then thing, and then they'd go back to regular lifestyle. No, they changed their lifestyle to weighing themselves every day, keeping a range within 2 or 3 pounds, and did physical activity as a routine. That was from Gary Foster, who's the chief scientific advisor to Weight Watchers. I do want to remind you of a couple of things that we did go over as a refresher. This is 987A, the news of the week, and what it means to you. Pretty easy to decrease your risk of dementia by 20%. If you've got high blood pressure or high cholesterol, even if you don't have a high cholesterol, talk to your physician about a drug called rosuvastatin, small dose, it's generic, especially if you're over 50. It seemed to decrease dementia risk by 20% when combined with a blood pressure lowering medicine and keeping your blood pressure low. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. I want to thank Joe for great engineering, but especially you for downloading us. Tell your friends about us, rate us weekly. This is the news of the week and what it means to you. Remember the lessons from social distancing. You can do it, but don't give up your routine. Make sure you have a routine. Make sure you get enough sleep, that daily multivitamin. And, of course, that brings up the conflict. We are sponsored by someone who does help you understand and be no longer confused about vitamins, minerals, and supplements. That is, Persona Experts cut through the hype and confusion. You can imagine supplements customized to your need. Just visit mypersona.com. You can take the free online assessment and find out what's right for you. And if you go to mypersona.com/Roizen, you can get a 50% discount on your first order at mypersona.com, and it ends the confusion by talking to the people at mypersona.com and getting it. These are experts in nutrition, and they cut through the hype and confusion. Thanks to you for listening. We'll be back next week with another news of the week, the medical news of the week, and what it means to you. Our hope is that we definitely prove that hydroxy chloroquine and zithromycin decrease illness as well as decrease viral shedding. Our hope as well is that this goes away and doesn't come back. But even if it just goes away with the warmer weather and the hotter sun energy, that's a benefit. Remember to do whatever is immune strengthening. We've got that in the What to Eat When book and the What to Eat When cookbook. You can go to whenway.com for more information and some recipes to help you. And then we hope that this drug is widely available. We think it will be if it works, because DARPA has already pop-up labs constructed for it, or able to be constructed for it, and apparently can synthesize this because of their work on malaria. We hope that when it comes back, not only do we have a treatment, but we have a vaccine. I guess 16 companies are competing for it, so hopefully we'll get one of those by late October. That's really ambitious, but I hope for it. And then our, of course, hope for you is that you survive and thrive in this past period and the future period in case any more of these things come along. Thanks very much for listening. Thanks, Joe, for engineering, and again, you for downloading us. Tell your friends about us. And of course, thanks to Persona Nutrition, mypersona.com, for our sponsor. Thanks again. Thank you.